This is an interesting study in our political process that is going on right now. And Jamie just mentioned it, voting legislation the Democrats and civil rights leaders say is vital to protecting democracy collapsed late Wednesday night when two senators refused to join their own party in changing Senate rules to overcome a Republican filibuster after a raw emotional debate. The two senators, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kirsten Sinema. President Biden released a statement late last night as the outcome came on a tumultuous close to his first year in office. The statement said, quote, "I am profoundly disappointed," end quote. Now, for her part, Senator Sinema was quoted as saying, "Tonight I voted again to support legislation safeguarding and expanding Americans' access to the ballot box and strengthening faith in our elections. Tonight's votes must not be the end of our work to protect our democracy. That goal requires all Americans everywhere to unite around sustained strategies in support of free, fair, and open elections in which every vote is fairly counted," end quote. Incidentally, the other Arizona U.S. Senator Mark Kelly announced Wednesday he would support changing Senate rules in order to pass voting rights legislation by a simple majority. But back to Senator Sinema. This continues a debate about Senator Sinema. She has been, to use the word that was often associated with the late John McCain, she has been a maverick in her time in the U.S. Senate. Now, when McCain was a maverick on the Republican side of things, and granted it was at a slightly different time in terms of the temperament regarding politics, Republicans were uncomfortable, but they weren't angry. But here's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders last night speaking on both Senators Sinema and Manchin.
"And if you are prepared to vote for the bill, then why are you wasting everybody's time and not voting for the rule change that allows us to pass the bill?"
Now, Senator Sinema has been very adamant, not just on this subject, but throughout her time in the Senate, about how she ran to reject partisanship.
"I ran for the United States Senate rejecting partisanship, willing to work with anyone."
And that was from comments she made on the Senate floor a week ago. But still, the fallout is going to be within the Democratic Party, and a lot of people on the Democratic side, both inside and outside of Arizona, scratching their heads, not too happy with Kirsten Sinema. KTAR political expert Mike O'Neill says it's another example of the division here in the U.S.
"Our country is more divided than any time, at least since our Civil War."
I do find it interesting, and we use the word maverick with John McCain, and I don't remember that there was ever this kind of angst over McCain's, basically his independence.
Right.
At times.
And one thing, Joe Manchin said, what are we going to do? Change the rules as we go along to suit our needs?
Right.
Because if you think about it, in fact, Republican leader Mitch McConnell pointed out Democrats have used the filibuster multiple times to delay the CARES Act, kill Senator Tim Scott's police reform bill, block bipartisan protections, on unborn children. I mean, this is from Mitch McConnell. You know, it's been used by both sides regularly.
Yes.
And, you have to wonder, is that something that you want to do? Change the rules as you go along to suit your needs.
Yeah. So that debate is going over just that fact is going to continue. And we'll obviously monitor what kind of fallout, if any, Kirsten Sinema suffers within her own party in the coming days. And obviously we'll have the latest here on KTAR News.